is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the watch of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, The Shocking Truth About Jesus Christ. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Glenn Campbell with Show Me Your Way, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
When I find myself in sadness and fear of all to which I tread, I climb the stairs of gladness and face the light of God instead. As I wander through the darkness, I search for all that's truth and right, to walk the paths of glory and see the lamp of God's true light. Show me your way, O Lord, and let me sing all praise to Thee. Take my heart, prayer, I need your love to show me. As I feel the world awaken,
the wonder of your gentle hand
will touch all hearts arising and change the empty course of men.
We know here that he's uneducated. He was from a backwoods region, Galilee, Nazareth, uneducated. being politically correct. I mean, every Baptist church today is all looking for a guy who's got a doctorate from a seminary. Jesus didn't have a doctorate. He was a son of a carpenter. He'd be unfit to even preach in a church today. His followers were unlearned. One of them was just a fisherman, a dumb old fisherman, some would say. And then look how prejudiced Jesus was. Did you know he chose for his disciples 12 men? Were the women there? Feminists of the world jump up in anger. This Jesus was politically incorrect. He chose 12 white men. One of them was an angry white man, too. One time it was reported that he cut off the ears of somebody. Angry white man. And you know what? Those 12 white men, they were all of the same ethnic group, the same religion. Does that sound diverse to you? He didn't believe in diversity. Jesus had to be a bigot and a hater. He chose 12 white men, all of the same ethnic group and race, and all of the same religious background, to be his disciples. You feminist, come on, get on your high horses. Now, here's something. Jesus healed people, it said in the Bible. He healed a leper. He healed a blind man. He healed somebody that had palsy. There was a woman that had a blood disease. Obviously, this is medicine, practicing medicine without a license. Do we have documented proof they were healed? Well, yes, there were witnesses there. Well, even the more so, he probably ought to be arrested, practicing medicine without a license. And then he said he cast out devils. You know what, my friends? The American Psychiatric Association could complain about that. I mean, one of these devils was out in the... I mean, one of these guys that had these devils supposedly was out in the tombs. Now, psychiatrists would say he had multiple personality disorder, MPD. Because he said he had a legion, you know, must have maybe thousands of spirits that possessed his body. What a horrible psychiatric disorder. Jesus didn't know anything about psychiatry, though. He didn't promote psychology. He just cast out those devils, they said. Well, there again, he was practicing medicine without a license, practicing psychology without a license. He probably should have read a couple of good books on multiple personality disorder. But as far as I know, he never read any books like that. Jesus didn't. Didn't have libraries back then, as far as I know. And so it seems to me, here again, politically incorrect. Now, talk about being an anti-environmentalist. This guy was politically incorrect. Did you know that Jesus once stated, quote, "Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire"? That's not a good environmentalist. Recommending that people just, I mean, come on. It's still a beautiful tree. It's still part of Mother Earth, part of us. We're all connected. We're all the cycle of life, the circle of life. And he says, just cut it down and cast it into the fire if it doesn't bring forth good fruit. Besides, isn't that an incitement to destroy and burn forest? Burn it down. Oh my, he's politically incorrect. Read Mark chapter 11, verses 19 through 23. Did you know that he once damaged a fig tree? His disciples saw a fig tree that had dried up from his roots and had died. And they said unto him, "Master, behold the fig tree which thou cursed and is withered away." He just cursed some tree and it withered away. Well, now come on. Did he have that much power? Did he do something? Did he put some terrible insecticide or poison on that tree? That fig tree just withered away? Is that what a good environmentalist does? And listen to this one. Besides that, he used public lands, as far as I know, without a permit. Remember when he said, "The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not to lay his head"? He went out and lived out in the countryside, in the wilderness. But he didn't have any permit to do that. And then there was the case of 5,000 men, women, and children at one of his meetings there at some mountain area. Gave what he called the Sermon on the Mount. Well, first of all, he fed them. And you know, he did not have a food establishment license. How do we know the food was sanitary? As far as I know, there were no Johns there. There were no sanitary facilities. Did he really provide for this crowd? Did he get a permit from the local authorities? No, he didn't do anything like that. Was there any inspection by medical personnel or by Food and Drug Administration people of those fishes and loaves? There was not, as far as the Bible says. I mean, that's all kind of public laws and regulations being broken there. Now, listen to this one. We can go on and on with the laws this guy broke, this Jesus. Mortuary regulations. Did you know he raised a man from the dead? Well, first of all, he left behind the unsanitary linens. The guy just took his linens off and walked, they said. Can undertakers and mortuary people do that, raise people from the dead? No, they cannot. Why, here in the state of Texas, they got to put formaldehyde in the bodies. Well, that'll make sure they don't raise again. You know what this Jesus had the gall to say one time? He said, let the dead bury their dead. Now, would that work good in society? That's why we need funeral homes and such. The dead can't bury their dead. There was a funeral guy that was supposed to cremate bodies in Georgia or somewhere down there, and he didn't do it, and he just let the dead bury the dead, and pretty soon 300 or 400 bodies are collected. Would Jesus have done such a thing? I mean, you can really make a case against this guy. He could be misunderstood. And then there's the animal cruelty. Now, you animal lovers out there, get ready to get mad. This guy was politically incorrect. This Jesus, did you know when he cast out those devils from the man at the tombs? It said in the Bible there, a herd of swine, those are pigs, they ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. They were so frightened of Jesus. Killed a whole herd of swine, of pigs. Boy, I tell you, if that was reported on the news today, they'd be finding out who that man was who ran a whole herd of pigs over a cliff. And listen to this one. He obviously, was he a thief? We have to investigate this one. Did you know that in one instance he told his disciples to steal? Well, now maybe not steal, but we don't have any evidence that he owned it. To ride, that he needed a donkey? He said, just go get that donkey, and when they ask you why you're taking him, just say because the master has need of him. Well, a lot of people have needs of things, but they don't tell their disciples, go out and take it. Besides that, we don't have any evidence that this pet donkey had ID tags and vaccinations, and had seen a vet locally and all that kind of stuff. There he was being rode down the road in Jerusalem. Listen to this. Here's another thing. You know, there's laws against making counterfeit money. There is evidence presented in the Holy Scriptures that Jesus once told his followers, you can find a coin, a very valuable coin, in the mouth of a fish. And they did. They got this fish and they opened its mouth and there was a valuable coin for them to buy for all their needs. Now, some would say that's a miracle, but if you're a devil's advocate, you would say, wait just a minute. This sounds like this was rigged. Didn't this Jesus actually put the coin in the mouth of the fish and throw the fish into the water? And then he must have known that his disciples would fish right there and get that exact fish. Maybe it was the only one in that area. I mean, I don't know how to do that. I mean, this guy must have been very clever to have made sure that they caught exactly that fish. But in any case, whatever is the case, that coin was not minted at the mint house of the government. Only the government has the right to mint and manufacture coins and currency. And if you do it, you can claim it's a miracle all you want, but you're going to go to jail. That's counterfeiting. Maybe Jesus broke the law. And I have evidence of it in Matthew 17, verses 25 through 27. That's not all. Listen to this. This Jesus is so politically incorrect. He discriminates against homosexuality. Say that again. He discriminates against homosexuals. You want proof? Okay, here it is. Here it is. Matthew 19, verses 4 through 6. Jesus was quoted as saying, quote, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this cause a man shall leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and the twain shall be as one? Where is the same-sex marriages here? There's none that I can see. This Jesus was against same-sex marriage. And here's another one. Mark chapter 10, verse 7. He said, but from the beginning of the creation, this is Jesus' words, but from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. No, there's some people that he made half male and half female, or sort of a Grand Duke mixture, androgynous, hermaphrodite. I mean, come on. That's what they say today. The gays say, I was born this way. This is the way God made me. It's natural. It's divinely ordered. Jesus said, God only made male and female. Now, here's something that you people that are interested in promoting the labor laws, the U.S. Department of Labor and all of your state labor bureaus. Did you know that Jesus recommended the paying of a different wage to different people doing the same job? Ooh. In Matthew 20, we're told of some who worked all day out in the heat, and they only received the same wage as those who worked an hour. And Jesus had the audacity to attempt to justify this by telling the workers, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. Now try to get away with that if you're an employer today. One works 1 hour, one works eight. And the ones that work eight say, you're paying that guy the same as me and he only worked an hour. And then for you to turn around and say, well, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. I bet you'd say, I'm going to see my EOC officer. I'm going to complain to the union. I'm going to get you in trouble, buddy. You're not a fair employer. You're not politically correct. Now, friends, please understand, I may be operating as the devil's advocate, which I don't really like to do, so that I can show you what the world thinks about the real Jesus Christ, the one described so accurately in the Bible. But this is the Jesus Christ that we love, that we recommend, that we believe in. And we've given you many programs in the past explaining exactly why he should be worshiped and loved. The greatest hero of all time. He laid down his life for his friends. The most wonderful person you could ever meet. Oh, what a glorious time we're going to have with Jesus. But meanwhile, listen to this. I mean, in heaven. But listen to this. We want to go on with some of the things that make him politically incorrect. I was telling you that we were going to look into also the fact that Jesus, if he had a ministry today, operating basically the way his ministry did when he came in the flesh, John 1, some 2,000 years ago, he would get in a lot of trouble. First of all, did not Jesus break fish and wildlife regulations? Didn't he also violate the Endangered Species Act? Well, let's look at that. Remember Jesus admitted to fishing? The Bible says that he was fishing, and I don't think there's any evidence that he had a license, and every locale and state now require a license. And you know, there's a catch limit. I know down here on the Gulf of Mexico and Texas, I'm not a big fisherman. I've just played around a little bit, haven't done a good job of fishing, but the friends that are of mine, they tell me that you can only catch so many of certain kinds of fish. Well, Jesus one time assisted his disciples, and they threw their nets into a certain place, and they caught so many fish, it broke their net. It filled up two ships full of fish. That had to violate the catch limit. And how do we know that he wasn't fishing out of season? We don't. And listen to this, you environmentalists, doesn't it make you angry? The Bible doesn't say that there were any safeguards to make sure that no dolphins or other protected species were not entrapped in those nets. You know, you see these little tuna fish cans and it says, you know, dolphin free or something like that. Now, let's move to another area. You know, a lot of people would say that Jesus is politically incorrect because he was so anti-government. Now, I know a lot of Christians say, oh, no, he was a big supporter of the government. Well, let's just look at the evidence, my friends. Let's look at the evidence. Did he not call the head of government, King Herod, a derogatory name. Remember that? He called him that old fox. And you know, when he was in King Herod's presence, all Herod asked for him to do a little magic, and Jesus just stood there mute. Wasn't that disrespectful to government? Refused to say anything. Later on, in front of Pilate, he also refused to speak at first. Wouldn't defend himself. Very uncooperative witness, wasn't he? And you know what? He had to be anti-government because he claimed to be a king.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.